Martial artists in this moment, I've been arguing, we must be, as power wars on us incessantly when we claim our right to be fully developing individualities, i.e. pursue our happiness collectively. This project requires us to resist power's totalitarian ethics, its utilitarian morality. But what we haven't discussed is the degree to which our freedom is an intervention in unconscious patterns of these global statesmen, Plato's tribesmen, patterns they have no ability to see, let alone alter. And that these patterns mean they cannot feel remorse or empathy. They cannot feel anything, though they long for a sense of absolute safety. And their dream is a world not just machine-like, but run by machines. You know, predictability is what they require above all. Absolute predictability. And our human mystery cannot be predicted. And those who are tapped into that, particularly who surrendered to that, to the earth, they do not want us around. Trust. That's why we have to start developing a movement that allows that to be our possession, allows us to own ourselves. They dream of a world not just run by machines, not just machine-like, but run by machines. And I guess I should say, and people who are machines. Their need for what they think of as absolute safety explains their obsession with social fabrication, with being the architect of what underclass is called reality, although it is anything but. We are trying to be authentic in a world of class, a world therefore false by definition. But in addition, we are trying to be authentic in a world which they, these sad, abandoned children, made misanthropists who hide their faces from us while claiming global provenance, are actively trying to make more inauthentic by the minute. And I'm more and more convinced that this daily invention and dissemination of more falseness, ever deeper lies, while done to achieve their obvious end of increasing divisions between us, we the people, is also done just to keep us disoriented, dispirited, off our centers, never knowing what anything is. And this is, of course, what was done to them as children. Brothers and sisters, this charade is not worthy of us, being forced to live out the power-mad few's experience of abandonment as if we were but shadows in a dream, the dream of a diseased mind. We have been collectively enacting the fantasies of the deranged. It's long past time for us to live authentic lives. Karl Popper has reminded us that the state is a recent invention, coterminous with the birth, the self-creation of the global state statesmen, these self-same power-mad few. And we said that it is only by self-creating ourselves into a people here in the U.S. that we can confront global power, confront the logic and the repressive machinery of the state. And this is confirmed by Kropotkin when he says that mutual aid leads to mutual confidence, which is the first condition for courage. The key to the successful organizing of ourselves into groups, core selves, our backup, and broader associations around the implementation of specific plans lies in the open acknowledgement of the tactics power uses to destroy solidarity. And solidarity is an embedded goal in whatever we do. What we're doing is showing that there is an authentic way to engage with power, eschewing the phony roots it provides. Once we see their penchant for organization, recognize that they own the media, we cannot help but see that almost all the quote-unquote news we get has some element of fabrication or craft, as controlling what we think is for their sense of security, for their rule quote unquote, everything. Mm-hmm.